Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that compared to intensive rehabilitation alone, a single injection of platelet-rich plasma does not reduce the time to return to sports among professional male athletes with an acute hamstring injury. To date, there's insufficient evidence to support the use of platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, in the treatment of musculoskeletal soft tissue injuries. Specifically, for hamstring injuries, there's a lack of well-designed clinical trials to demonstrate the effectiveness, despite its commonplace use. The authors of this article conducted a randomized clinical trial to investigate whether PRP reduced the time to return to sports among male professional athletes with acute grade 1 or grade 2 hamstring injury. 90 professional athletes with MRI-positive acute hamstring injuries were randomized to a single PRP injection, a single platelet-poor plasma injection, or no injection. All three groups then received physical therapy according to a standardized protocol. The primary outcome measure was the time to return to sports. Adverse outcomes and re-injury rates within 2 months and 6 months were measured as secondary outcomes. Comparing PRP and no injection groups, the adjusted average difference for time to return to sports was negative 2.9 days, but for a typical professional athlete, we may expect a difference for time to return to sports between 7.2 days early to 1.4 days later than no injection. Comparing the PRP and platelet-poor plasma injection groups, there was an average difference for time to return to sports by negative 5.7 days. But for a typical professional athlete, we may expect a difference for time to return to sports between 1.6 days earlier to 7.2 days later than the platelet-poor plasma group. Thus, on average, an athlete who receives PRP injection is unlikely to return to sports faster than an athlete who receives platelet-poor plasma or no injection at all. There was no difference in re-injury rates among all groups, and there was no adverse outcomes. The use of PRP to enhance soft tissue healing is controversial due to the small amount of high-quality studies in literature. Healthcare professionals are using PRP for a variety of different injuries in an attempt to get athletes back to sports faster. This study adds significantly to the available literature on the use of PRP. However, there are some limitations. First, the authors looked strictly at professional athletes, hence the findings may not apply to the general population with similar injuries. Secondly, with all studies involving PRP, there is variability regarding the preparation and subsequent concentration. Perhaps the platelet concentration is an important variable when assessing the efficacy of PRP injections. Third, in this study, sonographic guidance was not used to demonstrate that the injectate was delivered directly into the area of pathology. In addition, the authors looked only at patients with acute injuries. Hence, these findings are primarily applicable to professional athletes with an acute hamstring injury that are going to receive similar PRP preparations, for example, a PRP with no activating agent. While the design of the study may limit how we can interpret the study, there were some strengths. The authors attempted to provide a more appropriate placebo than saline by using platelet-poor plasma. The difference between return to sports between platelet-poor plasma and PRP and no injection again highlights the lack of understanding about the mechanism of action and efficacy of PRP injections. As the authors emphasize, all of these potential factors need further evaluation before PRP can be routinely recommended for use. For now, intensive physiotherapy lead rehabilitation remains the best treatment for acute grade 1 or 2 hamstring injuries in reducing time loss due to injury. In the past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that 2 years after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, a patient who was treated with patellar tendon grafts was less likely to sustain re-injury than a patient who received a hamstring graft. Further, a younger patient, meaning 27 years of age or younger, was more likely to have an adverse event than an older patient. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study in which the authors found that the diagnostic accuracy of ultrasonography for meniscal injuries was good. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.